know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
805 Sports Radio, 929 A Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, if you want to weigh in on any of the topics of the day. You can also go back and listen to those on the Odyssey app. I'm starting to get a little bit of feedback. Allie and Mr. Yo, one of our faithful listeners, weighing in about cleaning his trash can.
Okay.
I just like this whole thing, and I see signs, outside of my neighborhood and things like I live near Riverside Road, and there's just like signs all littered along. It's like trash can cleaners, and I'm like,
hey, what?
Like, yes,
that's like, a business.
It's multiple,
dude.
It's that and the people that haul away junk. Like those signs I see all over the place.
Can I tell you something? A good buddy of mine in our group, our golf group chat, we call it our Live group. We call it EW Live, and one of my good buddies in there is always, he's always trying to think of a business. Like he's always, sure. he's even had me like hit up steak before about he had a TV show idea one time. He's a great dude. He's always got these ideas. He texts us one day and goes, hey, I got a business idea. I want y'all to steak. And it was literally a mobile trash cleaning service. And I go, so wait a minute. Your whole business is you want to get a truck. You want to go around and clean people's trash cans. And he goes, yeah. Yeah, and he goes, but with a subscription, and he and I
gotta have a membership. This
and I just
everything's a membership.
I just went. I sat there and I was like, I'm not gonna respond, because nothing I say is gonna sound nice. And then they kept talking about it, and he kept trying to like
come on, bro.
And it was kind of like thrown out there. And I finally said, look, I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to be a jerk,
right?
I said. But there is no way in hell I'm paying $60 a month to have some clown come and clean my trash can.
You're paying more for the cleaner than you are the actual trash.
I was like, exactly.
I was like, I can think of a million different things I'd rather waste money on. Like I'd rather have another TV app subscription, like I'm sorry, but. No, it's a no for me, dog.
It's crazy.
I had to Randy Jackson. It's a no for me, dog.
And it exists, and there's multiple companies that do it. Also, our buddy Marcus, it's Bama on Twitter, says, no shame in his game. Passenger princess on road trips. He's a mailman. He said, I drive all day, every day. Wifey drives, and I play DJ.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
I do have a question, because you said you will give Lindsay an hour or
so. It's a ratio. Yeah, it's like a percentage of the drive distance.
She can sleep for an hour.
Yeah,
and Amy gets to sleep the whole time. I absolutely not. If I'm driving, you're awake and you're talking to me.
You're the navigator.
Yes.
That is your job now.
Yes, and you're not on your phone the whole time.
Yeah. I will tell you if I need to be like, hey, I need you to keep me awake
or
whatever.
Wake up.
I'll just say before, hey, I'm going to need you. Honestly, it's going to sound weird probably for most people, y'all especially, but in the audience. Mike might not think this is weird, but I don't necessarily need human interaction. I enjoy talking to people. I don't need to talk to people. And it's when I'm driving, I am. It's kind of like a euphoria thing.
I just
zone out, and I'll listen to music. I will, on long drives, I will do podcasts, like Dell Jr. Download. I listen to a lot of those episodes on long drives when I get to
book
do them.
On tape, audiobook.
But I'm just kind of in this little
zone. I'll be curious to see if that does change when y'all take road trips with Pork Chop. I'll be curious to see, because like I feel like my wife and I don't get enough time to talk as it is. So when we're in the car together and there's no kids, I'm like, yo, it's time to catch up. Like, what have you been doing for the last 6 months?
I do get it with you.
Yeah.
I get it because you have two kids and she's so busy and you're
I'm just floating along. The job of dreams that we all three have, all four of us have right now. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Dylan, let's talk to our buddy Chris over in Riverdale. Chris, welcome back in, man.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm so locked in with my leader, Squid Billy over there.
That's right.
the last bastion of masculinity is driving the car with the wife on the other side. No way in the world that I could be a passenger princess. But I want to real quick share a story about a road trip. My wife and I both are educators with probably close to like 55 years of service.
Wow.
And we were on a trip. She lives in Chicago, so we drive to Chicago. We used to drive Chicago every so often. And we were driving. I remember we were in Indiana, and we struck up a conversation about LeBron James not going to college and going straight to the NBA. And my wife is the conservative one that was like, he needs something to fall back on and all this. I'm waiting for the road trip to say, hey, you remember that conversation? How did that work out? But I got to get my courage up because I don't want to be walking up Interstate 65.
Yeah,
but that's my story. Y'all. You guys have a great day. I was a nobody, so I joined the nation.
Yeah.
There you go.
How about that?
Appreciate the phone call, man. That's such a good point because I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. Oh, yeah, what do you need? I'm like, oh, when we get in the car, we'll hash it out. All right, that's where we make all our business. That's where we do our, like, six-month game plan. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Like, we'll hash that thing out. We'll life plan a little bit. Hey, you know, when August comes or, you know, when this bill's due or whatever. Yeah, that's where we do it all.
Kind of got them trapped when you do that.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
I know you don't like this uncomfortable conversation, but you're strapped in now, baby. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, let's go over to our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief?
Nothing, man.
You guys have been hilarious for this week. I've been off of work, and I've been really enjoying myself. I got to say that. Hey, but the Knicks fans, Knicks fans, boy, y'all, woo, man, I can't stand Knicks fans. But let me tell you something. I enjoyed that last night. I mean, I really can't stand Knicks fans. But anyway, let's get to this right quick. Dylan, you're going to learn, boy. I'll tell you what, Dylan, you're going to make a great husband. Because look, man, he lets her drive. Wow, I think that's great, Dylan. Actually,
whatever makes you happy.
You know, and Mike, you did not win Jeopardy this morning either because Matt was asking trivia questions. You were asking the question like you were playing Jeopardy. You know what is. No, that wasn't none. Try to see if you won this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Always appreciate the phone call, Chief, but I think you're wrong in this instance, my friend. What is Joey? Yeah.
What is Joey?
We should definitely normalize dudes being able to be passenger princesses.
Oh, my goodness.
Should be able to normalize that.
No, hey, don't.
And I think we're on the right track.
Hey, Chris from Riverdale said that's the one last bastion of masculinity that we're clinging to.
I agree with him. Once we lose that, it's all over.
There's no way that Grant lets you drive on road trips.
No, he doesn't. I will admit, we do something super nerdy, though, and it's very on brand for the Macaulays. I read trivia baseball questions.
Yeah! Yeah, I knew it was going to be good.
That is the most Macaulay thing she could have said.
Dylan, I can't.
Stays in the car.
Do you know what I would do to get my wife to read baseball trivia to me from the Oh my God. That is the greatest piece of passenger etiquette I've ever. Grant, hats off to you out there, my friend.
Oh my God. I normally know what to say in every moment, but I have got nothing for that.
Couldn't have literally said anything more, Macaulay.
I know.
That was number one.
Incredible. Let's get one more call in really quick. Let's go to Chris in College Park. Chris, hopefully you're reading baseball trivia as well, my friend.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I got to give it to Allie Mack. Pro move. Yes.
Thank you. It's fun for both of us.
Yes.
There you go. Morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
All-American.
I'm doing well, baby. I'm doing well.
That's what's up. And Allie Mack, of course.
Good morning.
So I've got a wake up shout out, and it goes to one Dylan Matthews. And I didn't tell him when I called in. I saved it for you, buddy, for breaking the internet on Tuesday. So with his list of games from Nintendo, this is 24 hours later. Yesterday, I'm getting lunch at Publix over here on Peachtree, and I hear two guys talking, and they were like, yeah, I can't believe he didn't mention Zelda. I look at them, and I'm like, were you listening to Dylan this morning? They were like, yes. Oh, my God. Dude, we sat there in line getting our sandwiches and had about a 7 to 8 minute conversation that went from Dylan's list to Sega to PlayStation. And I just want to say, Dylan, thank you for setting Atlanta on fire with that list. I'm telling you, fearless leader, if I gotta email Mike Conti, we now need a Dylan 5 weekly. We gotta have it. We gotta have it.
I tell you what, we're gonna get one monthly. I can go ahead and tell you that. That's on there. And you know what? Dylan, this is see what happens. Today was a sweep for the nation in wake up calls. And also, this is what happens when you rule against me unfairly. The nation comes for you, and they take everything that you do wrong, and they exploit it.
You also get trash talked in the pub subline.
That's what you get for trash ass lists. That's where that was.
See, you guys heard that in the negative way. I heard in the positive as my list brought people together. That's what I did. I brought people together at a Publix.
You were talking about that's the most Macaulay household thing ever. That's the most Dylan comment I've heard
absolutely
of all time.
Can I ask one question? Together. I know we're late.
We're so late. We've been late every single second.
But I gotta ask. Whose idea? Whose idea was this nerdy baseball trivia thing? Were you like, oh Grant, I've got a fun game for us, or was Grant like, hey, I think you'd help me if you read me baseball trivia.
That's
questions.
A terrible impression, yeah, and awful. It was my idea. Yeah.
Good, thank God, thank God,
so good,
thank God. Lindsay,
if you're
glad.
Listening, you're on the clock.
No, Lindsay ain't never going to do
you
that.
You got
man.
A little over 24 hours.
Lindsay
we're doing
would,
college football
would come
trivia.
Up. No, her trivia would be things you should do around the house.
I'll read, you know what, and I'll get mine out, and I'll read Bravo trivia right back to her.
There you go.
You know what I mean? We'll be a happy camper car ride.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.